Business Process Management, or BPM, is regarded as one of the hot technologies of 2007. Analyst group Gartner estimates that businesses will spend $1 billion on BPM this year. But what is it, and why are people so keen on BPM? Welcome to ComputerWeekly.com podcasts, where you can listen to and download interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. This is Cliff Sarin. In today's program, I will be speaking to Gartner on the business drivers fueling interest in this emerging technology. I shall also catch up with Orange, a company that has actually deployed some BPM technology, to get a feel of what the challenges have been. And finally, I speak to one of the leading suppliers of BPM technology, BEA. My first guest today is Janelle Hill, a Research Vice President at Gartner. Janelle recently spoke at Gartner's Business Process Management Conference in London. She believes BPM really is the next big thing for IT and something CIOs and IT directors must take seriously. But what is all the fuss about?
Business process management is really the latest evolution of process management theory. We use the term to refer to a set of management disciplines, methods, tools, and techniques that really make processes viewed as key assets of the business. And increasingly, unlike past process management theories, the emphasis now is on not only improving operational excellence, but also increasing the flexibility of processes.
There have been business methodologies that have come and gone. Why do you think BPM is going to be around?
Process management disciplines, in fact, is an example of an approach to better managing your business that has come and gone over the years. Typically, it becomes very popular whenever there's an economic downturn. Companies turn inward, they look closely at how they actually operate with an eye towards improving operational excellence. And then whenever the economy turns up again, they tend to lose that focus and go back to thinking about products and delivering goods and services to their customers. The dynamic that's different now, however, is these pressures for globalization, which will continue to accelerate and expand further, the presence of the internet, and the access that gives to consumers and businesses to competitive products and services. Those fundamentals are here today and we think are just going to persist into the future of business.
Who do you regard as the main suppliers of BPM technology?
The market is actually at a very interesting point where it's a growing market, not quite a mainstream market yet. So at this point, Gartner is tracking over 170 suppliers, and the leading vendors are in fact not household names at all. They're smaller, best of breed technology providers, companies such as Pegasystems, Lombardi Software, a company named Savion. There was a company that was since acquired by BEA, and they've now introduced the BEA Equilogic, BPMS, one of the leading products. And there's some very interesting up-and-coming vendors as well, even less known than the ones I've mentioned, such as Appian and Global 360 and MetaStorm.
And finally, is there one application area where Gartner is seeing BPM being consistently applied?
No, there's not one application area. There's actually many. But when we think back in history over the technology industry, we've seen similar kinds of dynamic where, for example, we went from fax and the telephone as methods of communication to email. And email really became kind of the killer app, and everybody learned how to do email. Similarly, when the internet first became a presence in the business community, suddenly all organizations were using it as a fulfillment environment. We all did business-to-business commerce, and the e-business was really the killer app in that time frame. Similarly, we think business process management is a fundamental change in how businesses are managed. And rather than it being one killer app, we think what's going to happen is that the organizational competency around changing processes more frequently will be the major distinguishing characteristic of one company in an industry versus another. So it's your ability to develop business process management competencies themselves that actually becomes the next killer app, if you will.
So Gartner regards BPM as the next killer application. My next guest, Paul Tufts, who works as a program office manager at telecoms provider Orange, has been involved in two big BPM projects at the company. Now, Paul, Gartner is saying people will spend more on BPM than ever before. What does BPM mean to you?
It's all about how the business operates, all the different functions within the business. There's HR, there's operational activity, there's customer relationship stuff, there's IT network, there's how people use Orange as an organisation. So BPM is a whole eclectic mix of all of that stuff.
And has there been any specific projects where BPM has been applied?
Orange UK has been around 15 years now. Orange Group and the wider corporate part of France Telecom, and we are now embedded in that for a much shorter period of time, probably 3 to 5 years. We, in the past, did everything very quite ad hoc and on the fly. These days, we're in a much more mature business. We have to operate completely differently. It's appropriate for us to look at how we do things, use waterfall techniques, use continuous improvement, eke out those incremental changes that make us better, neater, faster, quicker. It gives us the ability to get to market quicker, push in terms of new experience of telecoms next. That's been a strategy that's been around for the last 3 years that I'm aware of. Part of that is time to market as well. So all of these things go to add to the whole BPM experience. We need to look at and reevaluate what we're doing continually to make sure that we're always adding value, not just within the HR department, the finance department, the IT department, but within marketing and making sure that the offers that we're taking to the marketplace are what the customers want, not what we want to give them. Make sure that we get return on the investment.
I mean, that must have involved quite a lot of communications between the different departments. Can you tell me about that?
You need a plan of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. You have to keep it simple and stupid. You know, if you make things complex, people get tied up in knots and can't see the wood for the trees, as it were. So you have to join up the marketing function, the business change agents, the HR department, the finance department, the IT department, the security department. All of those departments and many others have to be proactively involved in what's going on. And to do that, you have to go out and do lots of showing and telling and listening as well, because some of the stuff that you're going to be talking about could be completely the wrong way to go because they know something additional that you don't know.
That seems like an awful lot of work. Was it a very complex project?
It depends which perspective you look at. If you're looking at it from a coordination perspective, it's quite easy because you're joining up lots of people to talk to each other so that they can understand, so that they can be understood, and so that you can accelerate away and go to that new world. From an IT viewpoint, yes, they're incredibly complex because the systems that we're using these days are processing so much information that no one person can understand every single piece of information or every single bit of information in that system. You've got network guys who look after how the switches work and collect the call data records, for example. You then have a guy in the rating department who physically puts the data in for how much that call is charged at. The two are completely different functions. Core competence of those people are completely different as well. If you look at it from a marketing perspective, they just want to say, are people using this thing? And how are they using it? And are we making money? Which dovetails back into the finance department to say return on investment. But equally, there's business benefit added as well. And how you measure that, whether you use balanced scorecard, whether you use some kind of KPIs or metrics, has to be appropriate to that particular need.
And I guess there is a lot of change within the culture of the organisation as well.
Oh, most certainly. You have to think about it from not your own perspective, but others. That causes you to think differently. It causes you to react in a different way because you're listening to what they're saying rather than just receiving it. You're actually having to process it. So you get the input from them, you process it, you have a choice of what you do or don't do with that information. What you've got to do is bring those people along with you so that they're adding to the value through that journey. Yes, there are going to be those people that want to challenge it. Yes, there are going to be those people who don't want to come on the journey. Fine. That's a choice thing. What you've got to do is manage that journey somehow so that they want to come along, they want to be part of the team, and how you do that is a magic art.
In Paul's experience, BPM involves a change management program linking parts of the organization together in order to make it easy for business processes to flow through the company unhindered. Can such an approach truly work in all UK businesses? To find out, I've asked Martin Percival, a senior technical evangelist at BEA, to join me. In the UK, BEA has been selling BPM under its Aqualogic brand. The basic idea is to take the concept of a corporate portal and add a workflow. Why do you think BPM is important in the UK?
Well, I think that the interesting thing is that BPM obviously has importance for every country, but the UK is particularly strong at the moment as far as the economy is concerned, and the number of interactions that companies are having from within the UK with each other and also outside the country is driving a real need to manage processes that occur across many different boundaries. So BPM as a whole, giving you the control of those processes, is starting to form a significant part of people's thinking in how they manage their interactions with other people.
And where are you seeing demand for BPM?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there are always industries that drive technology choice and new thinking. It's certainly true that we've seen huge growth in demand within the financial sector. We're looking at public sector being a very interesting place as well at the moment. You know, and if you go across the board, there are areas perhaps like manufacturing where they've perhaps already got processes controlled slightly better, and so they are slightly behind in their need currently for a solution that is innovative and actually able to change radically what they're doing. If we look at something like the financial sector, one of our big customers in that space, Citigroup, are using BPM to really change the way that they're handling exceptions in their trade processing. You know, so that gives them great management of exceptions and allows them to really get to the point where they have better control over the flow through that particular financial transaction. As a result, it means they're not missing so many of their quality of service targets, and that brings more revenue through to the company automatically.
Oh, that's interesting. So what is happening within the government sector?
Well, what we're finding there is that actually changes that are being pushed through the public sector come from mandates that are being pushed down from central government itself. If you look at things like the Gershon Report, there are obviously needs in there to drive efficiencies in the way that they handle different things in their interactions, both inside government, but also with the public. So we're seeing a tremendous move towards BPM as being a way to produce those efficiencies that Gershon demands.
Do you need to take on everything in order to be successful with BPM?
Having the right people and the right tools in place make a significant difference to your success or failure. Obviously, as you apply business process management to your organisation, you're going to get significant successes from the first few processes that you put in place. I think it's only as you look at the whole organisation and processes that span across those different divisions that you can really start to see overall gain and the significant return on investment that most companies are expecting to get from BPM.
So BPM is able to drive efficiency. The question that I have for you, Martin, is that, you know, why can't business processes be linked using ERP systems? Isn't that the way that people have traditionally gained efficiency?
I guess the difficulty that we're seeing at the moment is that so many of the systems that have been put in place in the traditional ERP space have been very targeted and you know, very focused on solving particular problems. And when companies have actually wanted to break out of those areas, they've usually had to customize the ERP systems they've got, with all the attendant problems that brings when you come to upgrade and when you want to move outside that space to handle things that are going on in the rest of your company. BPM promises to actually expand out the reach of those solutions to actually cope with some of the other areas in organizations. And I guess what the ERP system doesn't really do when you put it in place is take into account the fact that we all live in a changing world. So mergers and acquisitions, expansion into other areas, usually bring systems into a company that were no longer handled in the very first place. And so tying those together is a significant problem that the traditional ERP system can't manage.
Thank you, Janelle, Paul and Martin, and thank you for tuning in. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.